We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
When President Kennedy made this speech in 1961, little did he know we were already there. At that time, there was already a lunar base on the moon, consisting of a joint alien, American, and Soviet Union base of 36,000 people, all of which were Aryan by birth. This massive facility located under the Jules Verne crater was operated by a group within the NSA known as Blue Moon. Then on May 22, 1962, a secret space probe landed on Mars, which confirmed life could be supported. Soon after, a colony of over 500,000 occupants was constructed below the Martian surface. But how this all began takes us back to 1917, when members of the German Thule Secret Society channeled messages from extraterrestrials in the Aldebaran system. They received instructions on how to build a device which would harness the power of the Vril, or the Black Sun. These secret teachings spawned the Black Sun Secret Society, the Vril Secret Society, the SS, and ultimately the Third Reich. These occultists understood how to harness the energy of the Black Sun. According to Sumerian occultism, the sun illuminates the exterior, but the Black Sun is an invisible beam of light which illuminates the soul of man, which is the divine light. They all understood the coming of the golden age of humanity was at hand, and the changeover from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius. When Adolf Hitler learned of these secret teachings, he realized the world would have to change to make way for the new age. His version of a Third Reich drawed on leaders from these secret societies, with their emblem being the Black Sun. Together, these occultists became obsessed with building a prototype flying saucer powered by the energy of the Black Sun. By the end of the Second World War, Germany was in possession of a secret weapon which resembled a UFO. Known as the Vril and Hanabu 2, these crafts could travel at Mach 12. When rumors of these technologies began leaking out of Germany, the Allied forces became worried. According to Vladimir Turisky, the Bulgarian-born engineer and physicist, these crafts would launch from a secret base in Antarctica and then would travel to a small lunar outpost on the moon. But even more incredible, he revealed that the Nazis landed on Mars in mid-January 1946 after an 8 months of heavy flight with a basically volunteer suicide crew of Germans and Japanese and a giant 230-foot diameter dreadnought, again running on free energy, basically the Hans Kohler converters of gravity energy into the electromagnetic energy of the flight. After the war, Alan Dulles, Wild Bill Donovan, and George H. Bush was busy locating these Nazi scientists to implant within the U.S. military industrial complex. This was known as Project Paperclip in Odessa. Once firmly implanted, they continued their secret experiments under the watchful eye of the American military. In 1947, with the crash at Roswell, New Mexico, President Truman created a secret study group to investigate the alien presence. This eventually became known as Majority 12, not Majestic 12, as the Hoag documents analyzed by Stanton Friedman suggest. In 1954, President Dwight Eisenhower consulted with his friend Nelson Rockefeller about how to deal with the alien issue. Rockefeller suggested he set up a think tank to investigate the issue. Bypassing Congress, President Dwight Eisenhower issued the secret executive memorandum NSC 5401/1. Which contents remain classified under the National Security Act. These think tanks thought together the most brilliant minds. It was literally a who's who of scientists and elites representing members of the Executive Council of the Bilderberg Group and the Council of Foreign Relations. This decision was the worst mistake of Eisenhower's presidency, and on his farewell address he issued this final warning to the American public.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
MJ-12 determined that humanity was not ready to accept the alien presence. They also realized that humanity would not be able to survive past the year 2000 at its current rate of destruction. They determined that provisions would have to be made to ensure humanity's survival if a catastrophic collapse of the world civilization would occur. This was known as Alternatives 1, 2, and 3. Alternative 1 would relieve global warming by detonating nuclear bombs in the stratosphere. Alternative 2 would build vast underground networks of cities and tunnels. Alternative 3 would colonize other worlds. MJ-12 ultimately decided to build underground shelters and pursue the colonization of other worlds. In 1954, under Project Sigma, the National Security Agency made first contact with the gray alien extraterrestrials. Soon after, the Grieta Treaty was signed, which would allow the United States government to trade technology with the ETs and to backward engineer an underground bases. In exchange, the ETs would be allowed to abduct people in a limited manner. MJ-12 knew funding of such a large and expensive facilities would require enormous funding. To prevent any congressional oversight, MJ-12 determined a secret source of funding would be required. At first, money was channeled from the national budget. When this wasn't sufficient enough funding, MJ-12 recruited the young George H. Bush from Zapata Oil Company to smuggle in cocaine and heroin for the CIA. Today, the CIA brings in over $2.5 trillion annually for the black budget. In 1963, when Kennedy first learned of the alien president's drug trafficking problem, he gave an ultimatum to MJ-12. If they did not cease and tell the American public the truth, heads would soon roll. Kennedy planned to inform the American people within the following year and ordered them to implement his decision by then. Because Kennedy was not a member of CFR, nor did he have knowledge of alternatives 1, 2, or 3, his decision struck fear in those in charge. So the policy committee of MJ-12 made a decision to have Kennedy assassinated. Kennedy was murdered by the Secret Service and MJ-12 agent who drove his limo. All those who witnessed William Greer shoot Kennedy were murdered within 2 years of the event. Only Jackie Kennedy was spared through fear and intimidation. The truth is, the Warren Commission was a farce, and most members were also CFR members.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no secret is revealed. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Since that time, MJ-12 and the secret government have become increasingly more and more powerful. America was given a space program, but NASA was for public relations only. The real space program was still being operated covertly by the military. Then in 1972, the secret space program was reorganized under the CIA and is known as CSS, or the U.S. Central Security Service. They now operate the facilities of Area 51, S4, Area 52, Pine Gap, and Area 53 in the Woomeran Desert, Australia. Their arsenal of craft included the TR-3B Astra, the TR-3B Chameleon, the Aurora SR-33A, the Lockheed Martin's X-33A, the TAW-50, and Note 128 craft, which means not of this earth, and the newer Northrop Quantum Teleportation Disk. The older crafts could travel in speeds of Mach 50 and above. Using quantum entanglement, the newer quantum teleportation disk is known to teleport instantly anywhere in the world and has cloaking capabilities. These disks are used for covert military abductions and chipping of individuals who know too much. In UFO lore, this is known as a MELAB, or military abduction. The good news is, today there is a covert war going on between the CSS crafts and the Russian Federation Cosmospheres. In addition to that, the Galactic Federation of Light is also working to contain and neutralize the problem. Soon the Khazarian Zionist Bolshevik plot to create a new world order will be no more.